If you haven't taken time to get to know Jesus, then you haven't taken time to get to know God. Hello again. This is Miles McKee coming to you from Dublin, Ireland. Great to be with you again today. Now, we just made a statement here about how that it's totally impossible to know God unless you know the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I didn't say you couldn't know certain things about God. Everybody knows certain things about God. You may be listening to me just casually, you think, driving along in your car, and you may have persuaded yourself that there really isn't a God, or He can't be known. And yet, if you'll think back, there was a time in your life when you did sense Him. You would see the beauty of springtime, and you would say, hey, there's something that's doing this. It didn't satisfy you to hear it all attributed to some vague mother nature. You've stood and you've looked at the creation and looked at the stars at night and sensed there was something greater out there. Yeah, there's certain things that can be known about God, but how could you? You can't paint a picture of God by standing there hugging a tree or doing something like that. You see, Jesus Christ is our only way of knowing what God is really like. He is the Word of God. He is in the beginning with God. And He was the Word made flesh or become human. And He's the one who removed the distance between ourselves and God. No man has seen God at any time, but the only begotten Son which is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. Or in other words, He has expounded or made Him clear. And really, if you're struggling with, well, who is God? I would love to know God. Then you don't have to go any farther than the Lord Jesus Christ, because He's the one who has told us what God is really like. Now, during this next few days, we're going to be looking and seeing what God is really like. But the point I'm making today is this, that you can just, if you haven't met the Lord Jesus Christ, then you don't really know God. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2 said, God, who at sundry times in divers manner spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken unto us by His Son. God has spoken in His Son. God has declared what He's like in His Son. Christ Jesus is God's speech about Himself. Christ Jesus is God's Word about Himself. He is the Word made flesh. Now then, God's made His move. He has come to us. He's shown us what He's like. You don't have to sit in the darkness. You don't have to sit in the vague mist and wonder, is there a God? You can come to the Lord Jesus Christ. You know He's alive. He died on the cross, but He rose from the dead and He's alive. And He's right where you are. And if you'll come to Him and say, Jesus, reveal Yourself to me, He'll do it. And that is the gospel truth.
This has been a presentation of Miles McKee Ministries. Our ministry is made possible by the prayers of friends and partners in your area. If we can be of any help to you, please write to us at P.O. Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada, 89016.